You are now listening to the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @halfright_pod and Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. Most importantly, feel free to share with a friend and please subscribe. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Welcome to another edition of the Half Right Podcast. I am your co-host, Lakia, and I am here with another special guest. My special guest, my wrestling guru, Malcolm, my boyfriend. One of the things we have in common, he's back. If you guys didn't hear the last episode with Malcolm, it was the Fast Lane Results Show. So go check that out. And it also had a lot of WrestleMania predictions in it as well. So that was a fun one. He's back again. My brother is going to be back soon because WrestleMania is coming. So you'll be hearing his voice again. But if you guys have no idea who my brother is, listen to the first three episodes of the Half Right Podcast and you'll catch up.
What's up, Fonz?
Today's episode is going to be a fun one. We're going to be talking about wrestling in general. So I found this 20 questions for every wrestling fan, and I'm going to give my answers. Malcolm's going to give his answers, and I thought this would be a great little game to play as we're leading up to WrestleMania. So are you ready?
Of course.
How long have you been a wrestling fan, Malcolm?
I've been a wrestling fan since a toddler, honestly. My older cousin showed me wrestling from, you know, classic wrestling or VCR, you know. So I've just basically been a wrestling fan, I think, since the age of three to five years old. I've been a wrestling fan.
So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. All right, Malcolm. So the way we're going to do this is that you do not have a lot of time to answer these questions.
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to think of the first thing that comes to mind. Some of these you may want to think a little bit longer on, but let's make this as rapid fire as we can.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one, favorite current superstar?
Randy Orton.
Really?
Favorite current superstar, Randy Orton.
Mine is Roman Reigns. I love Roman. Question number two, favorite superstar of all time?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The Rock. You know, I love The Rock. Three, favorite current female superstar?
Charlotte Flair.
I know my brother would say Sasha Banks. I know. I'm speaking for the Fonz right now.
Speaking
for my other half. Definitely Sasha Banks, he would say.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, favorite female superstar of all time?
What? Trish Stratus.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'll go with Lita. I mean, basically together anyway. Yeah. Number five. WrestleMania or SummerSlam and why?
Those are my two favorite pay-per-views, but still break down WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest show, bigger than the Super Bowl. Like, why not? Like, why not you want to go to the biggest show instead of the biggest party of the summer?
I just feel like with WrestleMania, there's so much. I would have to say WrestleMania as well. There's so much, you know, it's like SummerSlam is SummerSlam, but the excitement for WrestleMania is like nothing else.
Where do you want to go? You want to go to the Super Bowl or you want to go to the NBA Finals?
Well, I want to go to the Super Bowl if the Steelers are playing.
Exactly. So, WrestleMania, the Super Bowl, and the NBA Finals is SummerSlam.
Okay. Well, if you put it like that, I might go to the NBA Finals. I mean, it's more than one game.
Exactly.
But anyway. All right. Number six. Do you have the WWE Network?
Yes. I do. Like, what?
Thanks, Fonz. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Even before that.
Number seven. Favorite title belt of all time?
The classic WWE belt, right? With the American Eagle in it. That's my favorite belt of all time. Where Hulk Hogan and Bret Hart held it. And Shawn Michaels.
I like the spinner belt.
God, this is what I'm saying. Like, yo, I swear, like,
I really like this.
Your ruthless aggression era baffled me sometimes.
I thought that it was funny. I liked it. And then Edge just made it obnoxious.
With a rated R on, in the middle of it. Like,
I thought it was hilarious. That's why I'm choosing it, because it's funny.
Your ruthless aggression era would be amazing.
I think it was funny. Okay. Number 8. Favorite current title belt?
Intercontinental title. Because it still looked normal.
Yeah. The WWE Championship does not look the same since Daniel Bryan made it eco-friendly. The Intercontinental, but I mean, like, overall, like, think about the competition and everybody in it. Would you still go with the Intercontinental?
Yes, because it's still a regular title. It's still the...
I'm going to go with the Universal. That's sarcasm. That was a joke. The Universal title was non-existent. Where is it? Where is it?
In Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Anyway, so Intercontinental is a good one. I would have to agree with you on that one, because there's not another title belt that I can think of that really stands out with history, competition, and design. And they made it white. It's nice. I like it. So I'd go with Intercontinental too. Number 9, least favorite superstar of all time. You could give me 3 if you want to.
Least favorite superstar?
Yeah, if you want, you could give me more than one.
Shoot.
No more than 3.
A lot of least favorite superstars. I don't.
Okay, go ahead. Go.
Let's deal with Baron Corbin right now.
Of all time?
Least favorite superstar really of all time. Because it is some that was good heels. And let me see.
You got 10 seconds.
Okay. I can say MVP. Who else?
MVP?
Honestly, a lot of people from the Ruthless Aggression era.
But, like, who from the Ruthless Aggression era?
I feel like all of them.
Come on!
Not all of them, because Randy and John...
Come on! Carlito was in the Ruthless Aggression era. You're going to play Carlito like that?
I'm not going to try to play Carlito. I'm not gonna play Carlito like that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's I can't really say for that one, because I have to really.
No, you have to give an answer.
Okay,
WrestleMania ticket is on the line. Least favorite superstar of all time.
My least favorite superstar of all time. I really didn't like that. This irritated me.
Yeah, who didn't you like?
Really,
my least favorite superstar was the Boogeyman, because he just grossed me out.
Okay, you could say like the Boogeyman. My really least favorite like superstar, like, I really didn't like at all.
Yes, that's the question.
The Million Dollar Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ted DiBiase?
Yes, the laugh was annoying. Laugh was very annoying. And the fact that he make things right, everyone got a price. Like,
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Boogeyman, because it was very hard to watch wrestling sometimes because of them daggone words.
Great performer, but just least favorite.
Okay, least favorite current superstar. I think you answered that one, Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin, yeah, he's.
Ugh.
He just went
every
downhill.
Time he comes on the screen, it's just like, ugh.
He went downhill. Like, how?
You know what? It's the suit, and it's how they had him come in and screw over Kurt, and it's just, I think that has a lot to do with it. I really do. Number 11, favorite WrestleMania moment.
It's a ton. Favorite WrestleMania moment? Oh, goddamn. Excuse my language, but I just got to go with the classic. Favorite WrestleMania moment to me was the ladder match with Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon.
Okay, so you went vintage. For the Intercontinental?
Yes.
My favorite WrestleMania moment was... I mean, like, emotional. Okay, I would have two. The Hardy Boys return.
Okay.
That was a pop.
Can I get a second one?
Pop. Okay. That's my first one. The Hardy Boys return. And your second one?
My second one. And I'm gonna go current. It had to have been WrestleMania 17. Like, honestly, The Rock versus Austin was a WrestleMania moment. Just to know Stone Cold made a deal with Vince McMahon is still the most memorable moment ever, because I still remember still having them two cups from WWE New York, aka WWF New York, when it was in Times Square, had the Stone Cold and the Rock Cup, and just seeing WrestleMania, and this, like, wow, I can't believe Stone Cold actually turned heel. WrestleMania moment, crazy, like.
My other one would have to be, I wouldn't say it was my favorite, but it's one that stood out to me, was Undertaker, when he broke character, and he went and gave his wife a hug, and Roman Reigns beat him. Like, having the streak end was one thing, but having Undertaker, literally, that was the longest WrestleMania. It went on to midnight, and it was just really emotional watching. And anybody that has ever seen Undertaker, like, when I first started wrestling, I came in around the time where, like, Vintage Taker and Paul Bearer, like, that had sailed. Mm-hmm. But now there was, you know, I watched the motorcycle American Badass Undertaker. And then I watched him go back to, you know, I'm the Dead Man Undertaker again. So, you know, seeing the evolution that he had and the different characters that he would play. And it wasn't really a character, because the Undertaker is one, but then he just showed Mark Calloway.
Exactly.
You know, so it wasn't really a character per se, but, you know, seeing him go over to his wife and give her a hug and a kiss and then walk up the ramp, and that was something that was very memorable to me, and that's just a WrestleMania moment I won't ever forget. So I wouldn't say that it's my favorite because it's bittersweet, but it definitely ranks up there. Mm-hmm. Number 12, favorite era.
Attitude,
for sure. What? era, for sure.
I love the golden age wrestling.
But the Attitude Era was, like, especially the Attitude Era, because it wasn't just the attitude of WWE. It was the fact that they were battling WCW. And if you guys haven't seen Monday Night Wars, it is amazing.
Or you was at that time period that you was on, like, you had to flip from TNT, and then 9 o'clock hit, you had to flip to Monday Night War, then you're not a real wrestling fan to me, honestly.
That's not, I wouldn't say that you're not a real wrestling fan, because there were some people that just weren't there for it.
But it was also some people that only was sticking by WCW and only sticking by WWE.
But there's some people that had their preference. You didn't have to flip back and forth. I'm not going to say you're not a wrestling fan because you didn't flip back and forth.
But if you had, you know, you flip back and forth, you know what was going on some, like, yo, I'm going to watch WCW early, but when 9 o'clock hit, mm-hmm. WWE was about to pop. You know what I'm saying?
But WWE at that time was also pre-recorded.
Very true. So, I mean,
could you imagine if the Monday Night Wars and the Attitude Era were happening right now with the way the social media is? WWE would be dinosaur. Like, it would be so bad, because it's like, what is there for you to say? There's already so many stories leaking now. So could you imagine if the flip, you know, the script was flipped, and it would just be all around bad. All right, so of course we're going to go with the Attitude Era. I agree. Number 13, favorite match of this year so far. So let's think. We've had the Royal Rumble. Let's just go pay-per-views in general.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had the Royal Rumble. We had Elimination Chamber. And we had Fastlane. So what would you say your favorite match of the year was so far? 3 months into 2019.
What was my favorite match? You know, like, because I have to, like, pinpoint one, who stole the show. Mm-hmm. Two, who actually, you know, is deserving, you know what I mean? Because they still have the slammies and stuff like that. And then three, like, who kept that momentum from the beginning of this year? And it's basically, you know, honestly, the Charlotte versus Becky match.
You think that that's the best of the year?
That's the best of the year, yes.
I would have to say that it wasn't at a pay-per-view, but that Kofi Gauntlet match, Kofi went all out.
Yeah.
He really, really did. And it was like, for those people that didn't know who the hell Kofi Kingston was, he showed you. Because mm-hmm. this is not like new wave Kofi, that he's never been like this before. So, I mean, seeing that side of him again, that was definitely my favorite, because I'm not just Kofi Kingston, a part of the New Day. I don't just like to throw pancakes and talk about booty-os and play with the Patriots and Madden on up, up, down, down. I am...
It's a 24-7. Gotcha!
I am Kofi Kingston. I've been in this business. I know what I'm doing.
What happened to your accent?
John Cena. So, I mean, but Kofi Kingston, that was an amazing match. Amazing match. People have to give him his props. He put on one hell of a show. So that would be my favorite match so far. Number 14. Favorite piece of merch you own, if any?
Honestly, the NXT Balor Club shirt.
The favorite piece of merch that I own is my vintage WWF, my WWF mini duffel bag. That's my favorite piece of merch that I own. I randomly found that going through some stuff.
Wow.
I randomly found it.
So I got to randomly find my Shawn Michaels shirt, but I'm not going to find
it. Yeah, you're not.
I'm not going to find that.
We're excited to go to WrestleMania, not just for the show, but I'm excited to get my hands on some merch.
You.
So excited.
There's the Hall of Fame merch. There's vintage merch.
Oh my God, there's so much.
There's WrestleMania merch. There's Superstar merch. So it's not only...
We'll be live on the Half Right Podcast Instagram. It'll be me. It'll be my special guest right now, Malcolm, and my co-host, my brother, Alfonso. So we'll be live on the Instagram showing all the stuff that we're getting, because we've been saving for this for a long time.
6 years. 6 years we've been
saving. No, we've been waiting for this moment for 6 years, but actually saving, it's been like 6 months.
You want to cut it shorter than that?
Actually, it's... Okay. I feel like on Michael Cole when he said that Roman's been out of action for 6 months and it's been four.
Yeah, now you see why he had to prolong
Right. So... But as for other merch that we both own, you have the NWO shirt.
Yes.
I have the Seth Rollins redesign, rebuild, reclaim. Yes. And then he came out with Monday Night Raw.
Anything Seth that she
Anything
sees?
Seth, like, I bought the shirt and he came out, literally when I bought the shirt, he came out with a new shirt that Monday. Yeah. I was so mad.
Burn it down.
I was so mad. I still have the shirt, but I was like, dang, Seth. Like, I was really out here supporting you, and you gonna play me like that?
You just come back from knee surgery, and
like, I'll wear the shirt now, but damn, like, he ain't even let me. I didn't even get a chance to wear it because he came out with a new one. I was like, we not even matching. Come on, Seth. Seth has had so many shirts; it's crazy.
In the last year or two, like, that's crazy.
It's really crazy. And what's the other one? Oh, yeah, you have the Balor Club and you have NWO.
Yes.
And we used to get our shirts from Hot Topic or Spencer's, but they don't really have them like that anymore. So I'm excited to rack up at...
I wish I still should have got the Kevin Owens, you know, before it was Monday Night Rollins. It was actually the Kevin Owens show.
Yeah, but remember that one time we went into... it was at the outlet mall when we didn't get the, it was so many of them. It was like literally like so many shirts that time. But now they have a lot of like the New Japan. And
yeah. Because it's
the Young Bloods and
Young Bucks.
Oh,
Young Bucks.
The Young Bullet Bloods. Club. The Young Bloods are a rap group anyway.
I have to like sometimes like love her out. She's a wrestling fan, but I'm just in tune.
I just like literally, my brain be on music sometimes. All right. So that's our favorite merch. And I'm really like excited to like buy more. Okay. This is a good one. Number 15. Favorite faction of all time. The Shield. What's yours?
The Shield.
That's my favorite faction of all time.
Tripping, but it's okay. My favorite faction of all time.
I mean, that's kind of hard, though. I'm kind of lying to myself.
My favorite faction of all time.
I did like Evolution.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I
But your favorite faction of all time is?
I already got two words for you.
Really? DX? What DX, though?
Good one. That was a good one. Mm. That's a good one. That's a good one. You caught me on that one. Because I was there for the Attitude Era, so I actually could say Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Like, I was, like, there, like, that's what I'm saying. Things we got in trouble for in school because of the Attitude Era.
Okay.
Like, I got in trouble because it's, like, just talking about the segment of Shawn Michaels twisting his leg or talking about the segment Shawn Michaels and Triple H was half naked on live TV was just...
I'm choosing the Shield because the Shield, I didn't like them when they first came out.
Yeah, they had turtlenecks.
I didn't, despite Roman borrowing The Rock's turtleneck. I didn't like them in the beginning, and I ended up, you know, falling in love with each of them individually mm-hmm. and just as a cohesive unit, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll give them that. So I'm going to say the Shield, but Evolution, I mean...
Evolution basically had the whole package, honestly.
Like, it was you have Triple H, Ric Flair, Batista, factions. Randy Orton. So that's the only other one that like really jumps in my mind.
Yeah, I could say that too.
Because is Evolution.
I saw it because, you know, they had great rivalries against Goldberg and Scott Steiner. But this was a great faction in general.
Evolution?
You have, what, 24 to 26 world titles in total?
You're talking about Goldberg and Scott Steiner with Evolution?
You know when Triple H had the world title.
But come on, really? What a joke.
Okay.
Let's talk about Evolution, how they said, good job, Randy, F you, okay? Or when Batista was like, no, I'm champ, was good. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, man, you got it on that one.
That's why they're such an amazing faction, because when they broke up, it was even better.
Yeah.
Randy Orton. You saw what he did to Stephanie? And then he kissed her. Come on.
Yeah.
He had Triple H handcuffed, and Triple H is over here damn near about to have an aneurysm. Like,
Yeah, he punted his father-in-law and his brother-in-law.
Shane deserved it. Anyway, Vince always deserves what's coming to him.
Always.
Number 16. Number 16. Do you like the current WWE World Heavyweight Champion?
Which one? Are you saying Daniel Bryan? Yeah. I don't know about the other guy.
Who's that guy?
I have no idea.
I think he's married to this woman that was once with what was his name?
Mark Merrill.
Mark Merrill? Yeah. That was her?
The Wildcat Mark Merrill.
She had like handprints on her boobs and stuff. Yeah. Was that her?
Floating with Vince McMahon a lot.
Yeah. Is that her?
Yeah, that's the same.
I don't really remember her name.
I told you.
I don't know. I just know that the guy that's with him always comes out and says, my name is like something. I don't.
He owned a company before, right?
I think so.
He owned a company and then he merged with another company that died out.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 2001. You remember that?
I think it was right after the Attitude Era. Yeah.
Some type of invasion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you're going to go with Daniel Bryan?
I'm going
Someone that's actually there? Okay, cool.
That actually never retired and actually still involved with WWE.
Yeah.
Not someone that
sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Say I'm involved, but I'm not going to be there.
Right. I agree. Number 17. Do you think the women should have more titles?
Just one more.
And what would that be?
And in the Continental Women's title.
No.
What?
Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely not. If you're going to have an Intercontinental Women's title, first of all, why?
Why? Because there's actually international women that could win the title. That's for one. And then two, the fact that they could actually be a Grand Slam champion.
If you're going to have another title come in, for one of those women's championships has to go away.
It doesn't matter if it's a war.
The fact that we already have, we just got women's tag team title belts, there's not another title that's coming into play anytime soon.
The next 10, 20 years?
I don't see it happening ever.
I'm just saying, right?
So, I mean, anything could happen because Triple H is going to be running things. But do I think they should have more titles at this current moment? No, because then it'll be oversaturated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And night like that, like, especially in the video game land, having 8 titles or 10 titles, is like you said, is overwhelming.
Right. Number... Oh, this is a good one. Number 18. Favorite finisher.
RKO. Stone Cold Stunner.
RKO.
Stone Cold Stunner.
RKO. RKO.
They both the same thing. It just...
RKO. No. Yeah. Randy hits it like... No.
All right, but who sell it better?
What?
Who sell it better, of the RKO or the Stunner?
Randy with how he's doing it now. Randy literally comes around. It's like an alley-oop. Like, he comes... Bong! Like, RKO!
What?
RKO!
I could just kick somebody...
RKO!
If Kevin Owens doing a Stunner, that means it's more popularized than
an
RKO.
But his stunt... First of all, an RKO, you're not going to do someone's move that's still there unless you're fighting them in a match. Or you have beef with them. Such as The Miz. And the yes kicks.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really count.
That don't count at all.
That's just a kick. But I mean, like, a finisher, like, Stone Cold's not there.
So? Like.
No, RKO.
That's like.
My favorite finisher is RKO. Yours is the center. What is your least favorite finisher? Bonus. My least favorite finisher would have to be the belly to belly. Because you can't tell me that that's going to make sense. I just don't see it. I hate the belly to belly. I hate it.
It's a regular...
I hate it.
It's a regular...
What's yours?
Belly to belly suplex. What's my least favorite finisher of that? It's like, we're just... Why? Like, let me see. I think just a regular DDT. Because if you don't finesse the DDT, it's like...
That's your least favorite?
Because I'm trying to think, like, what really is my least favorite finisher? Like, because it's a simple move, like, anybody could do, and you could kick out. So it was like a DDT.
Okay. Number 19, favorite stipulation.
I have to go out of Hell in a Cell or ladder match.
I go TLC. You get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you do.
Especially when you have people that know what they're doing inside of it. Makes it even better.
That's why I was like,
Number 20. Favorite pay-per-view?
SummerSlam.
WrestleMania.
I mean, we just had a discussion of, like, you know what I mean? I'd say, like, WrestleMania is a Super Bowl, but I still want to go to the biggest party this summer.
I went to SummerSlam 2007. It was in Jersey. A lot of fun. Great Khali was there. John Cena. Oh, the John Cena versus Randy Orton match at the end. They were throwing bottles at John Cena. Yeah. I had posters and everything. I can't wait to make my posters for WrestleMania. It's only right. And the bonus question. Have you met any superstars, male or female?
Yes.
If yes, who did you meet?
I met... Billy Gunn.
Ron Simmons.
See, you Gucci, right? Gucci, I met somebody that's...
No, but you met Billy Gunn. That's cool.
I met Billy Gunn at WWE.
If you could meet any superstar, who would it be? If you could have a table for three, you and two other superstars, who would it be?
What? Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You did that really fast.
You understand, this is the man that brought me into wrestling, and this is the man that defined the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. And knowing these are the two biggest superstars and the faces of the company that made the company rotate it, like, I would always look at a Hulk Hogan promo, and I would always look at a Stone Cold just beating people up.
So for me, I would have to go with Triple H, because I would get that wrestler insight, plus, I mean, he's the COO of the WWE, so I'd get a little bit of both, and also learn about the process of NXT and all that. So I would go with that. And then, I mean, I just wouldn't be a fan if I didn't say Dwayne Johnson. And then it'll just be interesting having The Rock and Triple H uncomfortably in each other's faces talking about who's better.
Never had that WrestleMania match again. They never, you know what's so crazy? They never had a one-on-one WrestleMania match.
So.
Which is funny.
I don't know if we'll ever get that.
Which is funny because they said anytime, any place, you know, even at WrestleMania, and we could blow up the roof off a stadium, which is not going to be a roof on the stadium.
Right.
But it's like they never went one-on-one ever in their life. I'm not saying one-on-one match. I'm saying one-on-one, like, WrestleMania match. They had a match at an old pay-per-view called Fully Loaded.
Right.
They had a match, at Judgment Day, at Survivor Series, mm-hmm. at, you know, SummerSlam. But they never had that WrestleMania match because it always was a Fatal 4-Way or Rock versus Austin or Undertaker versus Triple H, you know what I'm saying? Or blah, 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 blah. Like, they never had that one-on-one WrestleMania final Attitude ever. You know what I mean?
Right.
They never had that. So
you kind of got that with when they did the End of the Era with Triple H and Undertaker.
Yep. And right. We got that with Stone Cold and The Rock at WrestleMania 19.
Right.
But we never seen The Rock and Triple H. Basically, when Austin was out, they was running the Attitude Era. They were running the WWE title. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
We saw them one-on-one, but just not on the grand stage.
On the grand stage.
Do you think that'll ever happen?
I hope.
I mean, it would depend on The Rock's schedule, because we know Triple H is always looking for a daggone partner.
The Rock's schedule will be hectic.
The Rock is always doing a movie where it's the same daggone plot. He falling from a building. He kicking someone's ass. Yep. Or he's someone's daddy giving out candy and shit because he's a tooth fairy. Whatever.
Yep.
So that wraps it up. That's Thank you does. For my rapid fire questioning. I found that on Google, by the way, if anyone's interested in that. But thank you for listening to another edition of the Half Right Podcast. I am your co-host, Lakia. My brother will be back soon, Alfonso. Thank you, Malcolm, for being a special guest again and filling in.
Of course, of course.
You know, this is where it's sometimes right, always real. Real.
You know that.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Half Right Podcast, and we'll see you in the next one. That wraps it up for another episode of the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @halfright_pod and Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. Feel free to share with a friend and subscribe. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.